And now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Ryan Hoffy and Fastit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoffy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoffy Hour.
Hoffy Hour. Hoffy Hour. Hoffy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Yo, Pharaoh.
Yo, how we doing today?
My friend?
Listen.
How am I doing today? I am doing great today. How are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. Listen, it's Hoppy Hour show. We're having a good time. It's going to be a good show with a lot of great topics. And listen, I can't wait for people to hear what we're talking about today.
Dude, Saturday, I got a little bit of money from one of my sponsors. No, not a drinking sponsor. One of my sponsors for my podcast said, hey, let me go out to Pharaoh's gig at 1701. And let me tell you, I got lit.
Listen, you definitely came in. You had a good time. We had some couple of team shots. And you was definitely out and about in the city. That's what I like about you. You like to jump around, which is what I would do if I didn't have to be at 1701. I would definitely jump around to different spots, meet new people, introduce myself, and get more engaged with the city.
When I first joined Beasley Media Group, Demilo Tony from 92.5 Maxima told me that I needed to be more about the city of Tampa if I want to get on air in Tampa radio again. So I've been out and about promoting rappers and that. Today, I had Lucas Brown on. He has a new song called Waiting coming out next week, and we had a special little 30-second preview of it. And he will be performing at Loud on 7th next month in Ybor City, which that is going to be Loud on 7th.
Yeah, definitely. If you haven't heard about Loud on 7th, it's an event for Tampa Bay for artists to go out there, showcase their talent. It's kind of like South by Southwest, if you haven't heard about it. People come out here, they perform. It's in Ybor City, 7th Avenue. And listen, it's just a great place to go get more engaged with the artists in the city for unsigned artists. And if you are a label, an A&R or something like that, this is where you need to be.
When you began saying label, it's L-A-B-E-L, and ladies is L-A-D-I-E-S. And I thought you were saying if the ladies are going to come out to Loud on 7th, which they should come out to Loud on 7th.
They should definitely come out to Loud on 7th.
Dude, I was crushing on the bartender that gave me the drink at 1701. I don't know what her name is, but she's beautiful, bro.
Listen, there's definitely a lot of eye candy in 1701. But
that's one way to put it, but they're classy, even though they're kind of wearing those little
outfits.
They're
heartbreakers. They're heartbreakers, so don't get caught up, of course.
I get my heart broken. I am like the authority on getting my heart broken. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773 if you feel like calling in. All right. Lizzo is in a little bit of trouble. No. Not the fact that she probably needs to take Tums after each meal. Not that type of trouble. Legal trouble.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
You ready to hear about this, Pharaoh?
I am.
She is in a little bit of trouble. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Here we go. If you ever hear me promoting myself for 20 seconds after saying let's talk about it, that's because I'm waiting to load up the clip, which is right here.
Legal trouble for Lizzo. The singer is being sued by three of her former dancers who are accusing her of sexual harassment and creating a hostile workplace.
She does seem like someone that would have sexual harassment vibes. She seems a little, what's the word, obnoxious.
I'm not going to lie. She's rich, so she can definitely sexually harass me.
If she were to sexually harass you, my man, what would be some of the methods to sexually harassing good old Pharaoh over here?
Listen, I don't know. She looks like a freak. I mean, actually, I think actually this what we're going to hear is about how freaky she is. So let's dive into it.
Yeah, she likes to dive into it. I gotta skip over that because of copyright, but I'll do my own impersonation. It's about damn time.
I'm like, damn, this is a big deal. I was always going to be a career musician. I just didn't know I was going to be this.
E.T. obtained the 38-page lawsuit filed today. Among the claims, Lizzo, who is known for embracing body positivity, weight-shamed the dancers.
Man, that proves how much of a hypocritical phony Lizzo is. She's out here talking about, I don't care that I'm really overweight or whatever, body positivity. And she's doing it to others. It's kind of like when people want to talk about other people's relationships or cheating and they're the ones doing it behind closed doors. It's kind of the same concept.
Nah, it definitely is. I mean, Lizzo is in no, I don't know if I say way or weight.
Yeah.
To be talking about somebody else's, weight.
Yeah.
When I was a little girl, all I wanted to see was me in the media. Someone fat like me, black like me, beautiful like me.
The Grammy winner, who has not yet responded to claims, is also accused of pressuring dancers to touch nude performers, unjust firings, and an excruciating 12-hour rehearsal where there was so much fear of getting laid off, one dancer soiled her pants.
Oh my God, when they said getting laid off, I thought they were going to say chance of getting laid. Like, yeah, Lizzo, get away! By the way, the thing right here that fascinates me is everybody who's ever been a supporter of Lizzo and thought she was a genuine person needs to call 856-49-HAPPY and say that they are sorry.
Nah, of course. I mean, I don't know. I feel like we need to really find out what's really going on with this, because people are just suing all the famous people for a couple of dollars.
Two of the women were featured on Lizzo's Emmy-winning reality show, Watch Out for the Big Girls.
Like a month ago, I was in my room, sad, unemployed, doing online school. Now I'm here on the freaking main stage at Treasure Island.
They don't seem too annoyed right there. They seem genuinely happy. A part of me, Pharaoh, is wondering if this is a cash grab, because they don't seem too miserable. I'm just saying.
Island. With Lizzo.
It's very important to me that, of course, the show goes well, but that everybody is safe and healthy on this.
Yeah. They might be safe, but that second word, when you order a whole box of pizza, yeah. Speaking of somebody who I'm not a fan of, Taylor Swift, I wasn't a fan of her 20 minutes ago, but I'm about to load up this clip here on Happy Hour, and let me tell you, I think I'm now a fan.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Big news on Taylor Swift's tour. Not for her fans, but for the people who are working on the tour. Turns out Taylor is one hell of a boss, because she is handing out bonuses as she has wrapped up the U.S. leg of her tour. She'll be heading to Europe next, but she wanted to say thank you.
And said thank you in a several million different ways.
very truckers, generous way.
Yeah. Boy, I don't have a trucker's license, but
I'm right.
I'm thinking about it now.
I'm joining the Teamsters today.
So Taylor's got about 50 truckers that have been hauling all her production equipment all around, the U.S. And like you guys said, her tour is wrapping in the U.S. next week. So she gave an end of the tour, U.S. tour bonus to these truckers that have been working on this tour for her. $100,000 check each.
So it's 5 million altogether, 50 drivers. The math adds up. That's a really nice thing she did. Like, you have Lizzo over here sexually harassing people, and then you have Taylor Swift doing a nice thing, which I wasn't sure if she'd be a nice boss at all, but that's a really nice thing.
But truckers already get paid good, so don't you think the dancers or somebody else should have got that $100,000? Because you spend 5 million on the people that already get paid good, and all they do is drive.
Wow, you just ruined my positivity for the day. I never thought about that. You could pay the dancers that are, what, making $20,000 a year or something?
Yeah, like, I mean, I just feel like...
The promotions team putting up banners?
Exactly. Like, there's so many other ways you could have split up the $5 million. You spent $5 million on the people that were already making $100,000 for driving around your stuff cross country. It's just, you know, I don't want to be like a, you know, a negative Nancy, but.
Nah, you're a negative Farrah.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, you might as well should have, like, did a free show. I don't know. The $1 million could have been spent somewhere else. But the truckers, $100,000 each with so many poverty around each city.
You know what they could have donated the money to? It's Flint, Michigan. Whatever happened to the Flint, Michigan water? That just randomly came up in my brain. Remember that in 2018?
Yeah, like, it's just so much stuff in the country that's still going to shit.
Trying to think of what else you could donate the money to. There's wildfires in California.
Cancer research. There's just so many, like, kids that could have, like, really done something with those $5 million.
And that is why I have Farrah, as a co-host, because you bring up points like that. So I'm on Bumble, I'm on Tinder, I'm on Hinge.
Wow.
And it's quite the adventure. I have a beach date on Sunday. I'm very excited. She's very cute.
Listen, you're just a dog. Like,
I am a dog.
I feel like now that you've been going out, you know, more recently, because last week, 1701, I think the week before you were at Mojitos, you're just everywhere now, and the dog in you has just been more prevalent.
Trying to load this dog sound effect, Jesus Christ. The dog in me, man. I think working at this job really helps out my confidence, because before I was working in sports radio, and if you want to hear the best sports radio, listen to 95.3 and AM 620. I have no bad blood against them, but you're not really pulling in girls when you're covering the Tampa Bay Rays.
Exactly. You got to talk about celebrities, hunching.
So.
You being on Bumble. You know what I mean? That's been working.
All right. Last night, I was talking to this girl, and this isn't even just about her. It's about a lot of people on dating apps. Obviously, the end goal is always, for the most part, to get a relationship. You agree? That's kind of the ideal thing, unless you don't want a relationship.
No, of course. That's always the ideal. But let's be realistic. It's 2023. Everybody's just out here talking to somebody just to hunch, you know? And let's just say you are in the goal of being a relationship. Are you in the goal to getting married? Because you can be in a relationship for years and years and years, but are you really getting married? Are you really committing to that somebody? That's the real question.
Okay. What I'm not a fan of when I'm talking to the significant other, I don't know how this works for homosexual couples or lesbians or whatever you identify as on the long list on the LGBTQ+ community, which... Mm-hmm. I can only speak for heterosexuals. But when a girl goes, are you looking for a relationship? You're immediately putting out energy that is forcing it into the universe. I'm not saying you should just begin as friends with benefits or hookups, but become friends first, have some sensual dates, have fun, kiss a little. To me, it's you let things build. But when you say, I'm looking for a relationship out the gates, that's like playing pickup basketball. If you're a kid and you really want to go into the NBA and you're like, I want to be a champion. It's like it takes work.
Yeah, I think that's something that goes on a lot with women.
Mm-hmm.
They really go in head on with asking, what are you looking for? Like, I don't know what I'm looking for if I don't know how I'm feeling. Well, you know?
The thing is, I was talking to this one cute girl on Hinge last night. Everything's going well. She goes, I see you don't want kids. Right now, I don't want kids. I got a vasectomy. I can't have kids. I have 5 to 6 more years to get it reversed. I probably will get it reversed, but for right now, I don't want kids. So I changed my filter on Hinge to it being a deal breaker that you don't want kids. And now I only get people that don't want kids. And it's so much better that way, because you don't want to, like, get attached to somebody and then all of a sudden they want kids, and then it's like, well, there goes the mini heartbreak. So here's the thing that I was thinking about, though. I was thinking about, like, what happened to just having fun? I feel like everything's getting forced, and here's what I think it is. is even the girls that say they don't want to or they don't want kids, there's a part of them knowing that their clock is ticking to have kids. And I think one of the most unfair things about life is that they have a clock, but we don't have a clock. Because there's a disconnect that we love getting laid and we love relationships if it's good and worthy. But I feel like if we had a clock, there wouldn't be as much conflict. Because now that I'm turning 30 in 32 days, but I'm not counting, and I notice people that are early 90s babies, the women are like kind of wanting kids. I don't want kids right now.
Well, I think what's really going on is the connection that, you know, I'm kind of happy you brought up the time and the clock in a women's, you know, mental with having kids. But the problem is that they're pressuring themselves into having kids. And what we're seeing a lot in 2023 is a lot of these women are having kids, but with the wrong men. Because they have that mentality that I want to have a kid, I want to be a mother, I want to have a family.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, why would you want to have a family? Or I'm sorry, why would you want to have a kid if you're not going to have the whole family? Which is what's going on. These girls are just getting attached and just having anybody's babies. And it's easier for a guy to not be with the kid because the mother's always going to have that attachment to the kid way more. I mean, there's other cases where, you know, a lot of moms don't really care about the kids. But in the most part, women stick with the kid and the guy just goes and moves on or has another kid, another baby moms, another girlfriend. But the women are just making crazy too fast choices. So if women are already coming up to you and telling you, hey, are you looking for a relationship? Are you looking for kids? Women, this is the problem. Relax. Let's hang out. Let's vibe. Let's see where we really are going with this.
Yes, sir. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. I don't want this to be a show about me swiping left or swiping right. I just had to discuss that because obviously the idea of the forever and ever is a beautiful thing. But when you're going out the gate saying that you're looking for that, I mean, it's just a lot of pressure. This next song is a world premiere. It's LB2 with Shell Time. And it's my friend Lawrence who goes to the Chill Room Kava Bar. And let me tell you, he has a beef with this other guy that was talking smack about him, that was burning his logo for his podcast, Kava Spills. So I'm Team Lawrence, and we're going to play this diss track. It's the first diss track I've ever played on Hoppy Hour, and definitely not the last.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Hurry, I'm trying to do some shells. I'll drop some shells off to you. Keep my name out your mouth. Or shell time, shell time, shell time, shell time, shell time.
It's cooler like I got a shell in this bitch. Throwing them back, it's a quarter to six. Get ass my girl, she ain't regular bitch. Ain't been in 3 months and y'all still on my dick. Lost all your girls, that's embarrassing shit. Got your mom here and she paying my rent. Walking around like you owning some shit. But really, the truth, you regretting that shit. Regretting that shit. The place was a dump when you came, full of bullshit and drama and dirty ass possums, and now you inherit that shit. No come to the boy with comparison shit. No come to the boy with no sparing some shit. That kava we sipping, you trying to get. And all of your customers, yeah, they come to my shit. You ask about help brewing kava and shit. I told you I don't got no time, I'm too busy recording this podcast and airing that shit. I pull out some kava and stare at that shit. You call on my phone, I'm ignoring that shit. My schedule is out, you know where I'm at. Cheer on my weekdays, you killing that shit. Burn all the shirts that I got from your boss. Give a fuck about all of that heritage and shit. So lease it and quit, the energy's gone. Ohana, we not even saying that shit. No come to the boy with no sparing some shit. No come to the boy with repairing some shit. You lucky that y'all some snitches, cause I would've been with the goons after none of some shit.
Oh yeah. Before we get into some of the sponsors, friends of Happy Hour. It's that, I don't want to say daily tradition because we don't record every show every day, but every show I must play Romeo. And I'm always good at talking up the song and knowing when the beat's about to drop. Because that's the thing that you must know when you're playing EDM music, is when you know when the beat's about to drop. Type in Romeo 111 on Spotify to hear my friend Romeo. And tomorrow, Romeo will be doing a one-on-one interview on the podcast. But the thing that we must know, Pharaoh, is the beat's about to drop. Yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by the best kava and kratom around. If you go to mitra-9.com and at checkout use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, you can save 20% on the best kava and kratom around. This is also being brought to you by the best Delta 8 CBD honey around. DZBZHoney.com and at checkout use keyword Hoppy to save 20%. This next sponsor I'm going to have to spell out because the algorithm will hide it from me. It will shadow ban it because it's so controversial to talk about marijuana. It's so bad, the plant that's beautiful.
On the subject of narcotics in general, but marijuana in particular. That is the purpose of this week.
If you go to astrobleme.com, astrobleme.com, and at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, you can save 10% on the best hemp lemonade around. It's very relaxing. It's a good vibe. Should probably consume it and not drive because it really chills you out. But it's a good chill out. It's not like one of those deep highs where you're wondering where your life's going. Maybe that's just me projecting. I'm kidding. I know where my life's going. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have that high where you start to creep up a little bit. And you don't know what's going on. No. ASTROBLEME.com. Check it out.
Now for something completely different.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or...
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Pharaoh. We are only 23 minutes in, which is a good thing because we got plenty of time. But didn't it feel like the Tinder discussion was like 40 minutes long?
Yeah, I felt like we got too deep into it. But
No. You never get too deep into it because you can only go deeper. That was a double entendre. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. I officially made it in life. I had two OnlyFans models at my apartment. It's a very raunchy show. It's a mix of rated R to like X-rated, but I tried to keep it clean because my show is always a circus. I had Angie AR-15 and I had Tokyo-ish Tatiana, who put out great content on OnlyFans, and they got this hilarious podcast that's more X-rated than the interview I had. It's called Tokyo-ish. It's on all major platforms. It's about 80 minutes of debauchery, and I'm telling you, after you listen to this very show, go there and check it out. Unless you've already listened and now you're listening to that, I deeply appreciate it. This next headline is utterly hypocritical because I'm telling you right now, if this next guy really wants to be fair and balanced and this motivational guru, you need to play both sides. You're about to find out what it is right now.
Happy Hot Topic!
Pharaoh, do you know who Jay Shetty is?
I do not. Who is he?
Jay Shetty is this motivational speaker. He's not bad, but he's very scripted. Like, you know how, like, Post Malone's one of the biggest rappers out there, but he's not, like, the best rapper?
Yes.
It's kind of that factor where he's very popular, and he's very, I would say, just very cliche.
Okay.
Are your headphones better?
Way better.
All right. I had the headphones a little loud for Pharaoh. So Jay Shetty is all about everybody's a little different and you got to appreciate people's flaws and find love and move on. And then he interviews Joe Biden. So Jay Shetty, if it's so fair and balanced on your show, where's your interview with Trump? Or where's your interview with Mike Pence? Oh, are you just a liberal that was invited by the president to kiss his ass?
I have 7 grandkids.
That's President Biden on a podcast last night saying for the first time on camera that he has 7 grandchildren.
He looks like a real life corpse. Like if you look at Joe Biden, he looks like, have you seen the movie Weekend at Bernie's?
No.
I haven't seen it, but it's like from the 80s where they're carrying around a dead body and partying. Joe Biden would be good in that movie.
6, finally acknowledging that Hunter's love child is his granddaughter. It follows Friday night's surprise when the White House issued this statement. Jill and I only want what is best for all of our grandchildren, including Navy.
Yeah, including the 7th one that we don't really care about. I don't think Joe even knows that he has a 7th grandkid. I don't even know if he knows that he had the previous 6. I think they told him before and he's like, oh, seems about right. My son is a loser.
Now that the legal proceedings are over and now that the president and the first lady have weighed in, I can imagine that this is going to start, you know, the progress of really building that bridge between the families.
But many are asking, what took so long?
It's awful. It's a horrible thing that the Bidens have done.
Fox News blasted the Bidens for the timing of their bombshell announcement.
Listen, I don't really like much about Joe Biden, but there's got to be something positive he did. When you're saying, oh, Fox News put Joe Biden on blast, it's like saying the sky's blue. You know? You're never going to hear them compliment him.
Listen, I think people forget that his name is Sleepy Joe, so he might be sleeping the whole time. He don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
That was a Friday night news dump during the summer, which is the least amount of news coverage you're possibly going to get for a...
If I were to describe Fox News, it would be...
Least amount of news coverage you're possibly going to get for acknowledging the...
I was trying to get a news dump.
Granddaughter that you have not in the past.
And it's too little too late for Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley.
But when you go and you talk about family values and you talk about all of that, it's odd that he wouldn't acknowledge one of his grandchildren.
If you're having to talk about other people when you're a presidential candidate, you probably don't have much you're bringing to the table. Why are you talking about that? Talk about how you're going to fix this country, Nikki.
Bidens enjoyed some beach time this weekend, sitting, reading, side by side on a public beach on the Delaware shore while forced...
I don't really believe that he was reading. I think he's like, how am I not dead yet? I feel dead already.
Secret Service agents kept a close watch. Today, the property manager from Mar-a-Lago was arraigned at a Miami courthouse. Carlos de Oliveira is...
I don't care anymore. All politicians are dirtbags. I just thought it was annoying that Jay Shetty is all blah, 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 love. Interview Trump. Hey, Jay, where's your interview with Trump? And Joe Biden's like, yeah, I got a grandkid. I don't know much about it. Dude, he's running our country.
Yeah, Sleepy Joe, he's very questionable. I used to be, you know, for him, but I feel like Trump might as well just took the win.
Trump's in a little bit of trouble with that January 6th nonsense.
Listen, I read a meme. I think it was Plies who made the meme. It said,
oh, hell yeah.
It said, you can get called, I mean, you can get caught calling women, you know, certain types of names. You can get impeached. You can get, you know, jail time, and you can still run for president. But if you're a felon, you can't vote. That's the type of country we live in.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Speaking of a possible felon,
Cardi B appears to be moving past the drama. On Monday, the rapper shared her first Instagram post since her Las Vegas concert incident over the weekend.
What did it say? Okay, shake my ass!
In the video, the 30-year-old dances and lounges in a pool alongside her husband Offset, writing,
I wasn't that off. Yeah, she's shaking her butt. Do you think Cardi B makes good music, Pharoah?
Cardi B has a couple bangers, but she doesn't write the music. You know, she's just a face.
I like the first version of Cardi B, which is Nicki Minaj. She copied the hell out of Nicki.
I mean, half of the females in the game right now are pretty much young Nickies, you know what I'm saying? So,
and then Nicki copied Lil' Kim.
Of course. You know, Lil' Kim was definitely
OG.
Yeah, the OG, and she definitely set a platform for female rappers, especially coming out from New York,
yeah,
to actually come out, make money, and be a brand.
All right.
And here we are, 2023, women taking over.
Shake that ass, Cardi, and tell us what the hell happened.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. The Grammy winner may be alluding to her microphone-throwing incident in the caption. On Saturday, she was performing at Dre's Beach Club when someone threw a drink at her mid-performance. The WAP songstress quickly reacted by throwing her microphone into the crowd before security seemingly escorted an individual out of the front row.
She should have been escorted out, that sociopath. So the rumor is that she wanted people to like put water or throw water at her, but not a beer. And then the guy threw a beer. When you're asking for any type of liquid and you have drunk people, that's like saying, punch me in the face, but don't punch me in the face or something. Like you're asking for it. You're trying to manifest it.
Nah, and you got to understand, these parties in Las Vegas are not cheap.
Yeah.
So if an artist is saying, throw water at me, I'm going to throw like three cups.
Yeah.
That concert goer has since filed a police report for battery with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
Yes, I would do that too. Get some money. What were you going to say, Pharoah?
Did the microphone actually hit the lady?
It was a guy, but who knows?
No, I think it was a girl.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was a girl.
I don't know. I don't really think it did. There's probably no bruises, but I would do that too. Try to get some money moves out of it.
And it went so viral that you could definitely make a case out of it.
Hell yeah.
Authorities, NBC News confirms. The woman was allegedly, quote, struck by an item that was thrown from the stage during a concert on Saturday, police said in a statement to NBC News. Authorities also told CNN, quote, according to the victim, she was attending an event on July 29, 2023 at a property located in the 3500 block of Las Vegas Boulevard. During a concert, she was struck by an item that was thrown from the stage. No arrests or citations have been issued. The Bodak Yellow star is the latest artist to be hit by an object on stage. Earlier this month, a fan threw a phone at Drake and hit him in the arm. Kelsea Ballerini, Bebe Rexha, and Pink have also had items thrown at them while performing.
So if you ever don't feel safe, please let someone around you know there's security everywhere tonight. If anyone's pushing too much, or you just have that gut feeling or anything, just always flag it. Don't throw things.
When you're addressing it, it's going to happen more. So, like, if something's thrown at you, pretend like it wasn't and keep on with the show. But when you're saying things like, don't throw it at me, people are going to want to throw it at you because they're drunk. There's the adrenaline of the concert.
Yeah, I don't know. This situation is going to be a long one for 2023. It's kind of like the Lizzo one. Actually, did we finish the whole Lizzo situation? Because that...
Yeah, pretty much she was just being an imbecile.
Yeah, because, you know, kind of making your dancers eat bananas out of somebody's hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Was
Also, you know who's a real-life hoo-ha is Jason Aldean.
Is performing, or he performed over the weekend in Boston. And of course, he has to play the song that is the huge hit for him right now, but
it's an anthem now.
It has become an anthem, and one that he thinks applies in Boston. Of course, we're talking about the song Try That in a Small Town.
But that's not a small town, so don't play it.
Boston, no one's going to say, is a small town, but Jason found a way to connect the lyrics, the meaning of this song for him, to the folks in Boston, and they seem to agree.
They ate it up.
Did this better than anybody, right? Because I remember a time, I think it was April 2013, when the Boston Marathon bombings happened. You guys remember this, right? The whole country, especially Boston, came together to find these two that did that, right? Any of you guys that would have found those guys before the cops did, I know you guys from Boston, and you guys would have beat the
I feel like Jason Aldean might be the most untough guy ever. Whenever you have to say, not in my small town, or I want to beat the F out of that dude that bombed the city, he's overcompensating. He definitely drives a Hummer that has huge tires, and he's so cool.
I just feel like, where was all this energy when these things go on? Where are the celebrities that have the audacity to bring these type of events up? When the situations happen,
it just feels like he's exploiting Boston and they're not aware of it. Like, they're kind of like, oh my God, he can relate to us. He's a millionaire that lives in a mansion. Speaking of a millionaire that lives in a mansion, this dirtbag, Travis Scott.
Album, is something rotten in Denmark? We'll talk about it when we come back.
Welcome back to TMZ Live. It appears there is some bad blood between Travis Scott and the Houston Police Department, at least.
What a surprise. The police and Travis Scott not getting along? Oh, I thought they were best friends, Pharaoh.
Yeah, that's not happening, but what happened?
If you buy what one of Travis's attorneys is saying about that Astroworld report. Remember, we told you that last week on Friday, Houston PD released their final report detailing their full investigation into the Astroworld tragedy.
Timing is curious.
Yes. Well, that's, to put it lightly, how one of Travis's attorneys put it, because the same day that that report came out was the same day his Utopia album came out.
Of course! And I bet every song sounded like, because he's awful. I think he's terrible. Well, first of all, he's an untalented version of ASAP Rocky, and even ASAP has addressed recently without saying it that he copied him. But the thing is, ASAP Rocky actually pronounces his words and is talented.
Well, let me dive into this.
Please dive into it for me.
So, you know, just to clear the air, I am a Travis Scott fan.
Why?
But I will say this album, I have not heard every track from, but with the tracks that I have heard, they don't really catch me like they used to. I feel like after the whole Astroworld situation that happened.
When he watched all his fans die,
where a couple hundred kids lost their lives, rest in peace. The music has not been the same. Now, going on with the whole ASAP Rocky situation, ASAP, you know, he's talking crazy because he's now smashing Travis Scott's ex, which happens to be Rihanna. But it's like, if that's your baby mother, you know, mm-hmm. who's pretty much more successful than Travis and ASAP put together.
Oh, of course.
Don't use Rolling Loud stage to talk crazy, because we're going to have that like Drake and Meek type of battle with these two guys.
Ugh, that was the worst battle ever. That was lame.
And I don't know, man. I mean, to be honest, that's what kind of fuels the hip hop energy. That's what's going to make him a couple millions, because I haven't seen ASAP do anything crazy. He's just a great symbol.
The rap community and the NBA are a bunch of Eskimo brothers. I swear to God, bro.
I mean, you got to think about it. Rihanna went ahead and dated ASAP.
Yeah.
Dated Travis.
Yes.
Dated Drake.
Yes.
Dated Chris Brown.
Yes.
Dated a couple of like European dudes that we've never heard of in our life.
Yes. And she dated, I think one of the examples of the European dudes we've never heard of was like a billionaire.
Yeah. Like a bunch of dudes like, you know, Rihanna definitely enjoyed her single era.
Yes.
And she only rocked with rich dudes. And it's crazy that when women get money, they don't even dare to look at the dudes without money.
Yes.
If you don't have at least $1 billion in the bank account, she's not looking at you.
I think I could get her to look at me. She'd be like, wow, that guy's tall.
And we talked about that when this happened. We said, that's weird.
Was
isn't
it
weird?
Was it coincidence?
And Houston PD has said on the record that it is purely a coincidence. But Travis's, not everybody on Travis's team is buying that, because they point out that he had publicized that the album was coming out on that day.
And let's
no secret of it.
And let's be real for a second. The police know this, and prosecutors as well, that they typically time when they put things out.
Yeah.
So if they knew it, I mean, they, you know, unless they just had no idea. But right. If Travis Scott is on their radar, you would think they would know something like
this.
Well,
one of his attorneys flat out said that this was an attempt to sink. Just the
sabotage
release of
the album.
Yeah. All right. I sincerely don't care anymore. That is the final update we're going to get about Travis Scott. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Pharaoh, do you watch the NBA?
I watch a couple games. I won't say I'm an avid NBA watcher. I don't have TNT on all day, ESPN all day.
Me too.
But
I mean, I watch every game.
Really?
I love the NBA. It's because I'm from Chicago and I grew up with like the Michael Jordan era. I barely remember it, but I remember enough of it. Do you know about Devin Booker?
I do not. Tell me about him.
Do you know who he is? He's the light-skinned pretty boy who is dating Kendall Jenner.
Yes.
He was seen with bikini-clad women on a boat.
No Kendall Jenner, no problem for NBA superstar Devin Booker. So
have you seen that guy before?
I have.
All right.
Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker, obviously, were one of the hottest young couples in all of entertainment, but they broke up last year. Still living his life.
What do you mean, still living his life? Of course he's living his life.
When Kendall Jenner's your girlfriend and then she's not, that sucks.
He's one of the biggest superstars in the NBA, Babcock.
And he partied like he was one of the biggest superstars in the NBA because he was in San Tropez over the week.
Who wasn't?
He's with a bunch of girls on a boat who are also a bikini clad.
Look at those girls real quick. Let me go back. Don't they seem... Let me go back here. Right here, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Look at their face. Don't they look bored?
They look like he's lame and there's no music playing.
And he's like frowning. He's probably thinking about Kendall and is like, I have no connection with these girls, blah, 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 da, da. They look so bored. Like, you look at pictures of Leonardo DiCaprio or even Jeff Bezos when he's with his former side chick, now girlfriend or whatever they are. They look like they're having a blast, bro.
Listen, it's crazy that you have a couple million dollars in your bank account and you got three women in the yacht,
yes.
You know, the half a million yacht, and everybody's bored. Like, what's up with you?
On a boat who are also a bikini clad.
Oh, he's doing just fine.
Doing okay.
Can I ask, Are there women who like will fly to San Tropez with the end game of getting on somebody's yacht?
Probably.
Oh, that's definitely.
If you have a boat, no matter what you look like, you could pull any girl.
That's true.
Yeah, if you ever match with a hot chick who's from like Lakeland or Plant City on Tinder, if you don't have a boat, you have no chance.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
So before I played the diss track that LB2 Lawrence made, right now, I'm in the mood, man. I want to hear some more Lawrence. Here is Kava Spills.
I don't think it's a problem.
my grind, stay up off my line. Side to side, got this mansion vibing. Yeah, I'm doing fine, free to slime. Top controlling all the time. Cross my T's and count my dimes. If it ain't about a bag, please don't waste my fucking time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it ain't about a bag, please don't waste my fucking time. Gucci slides in the Louis store. I ain't picking sides, fill that hell up to the rim, dog. This is your first time. Papa Shell got me sitting way back. Sitting alone with my thoughts flat. Keep calling my name, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yeah, I hear it. Tell him I call him back, yeah. Tell him I'm busy out here getting these racks, yeah. Give me a beat, I'm going on full attack, yeah. They gave me the crown and now they want it back, yeah. But the game is mine, I'm taking it to the max, yeah.
Can you call me back? I'm loading up the Mac. I'm counting up the steps, so baby. Stinking like a shack, I told her throw it back. I'm flowing down the track, oh baby. I've been sipping kava, and I've been stealing kava. I don't think it's a problem. Beats me with a drama, baby.
Keep calling me back, but I don't ever answer. Yeah, I got some ones on me, but I ain't a dancer. Never giving up the fight like I'm beating cancer. Fill your ass and bring you back, I'm the necromancer. Then I get high and fly away. Ain't no stressing out, we save it for another day. Got my shell in my hand and now I'm in the daze. Working hard for this shit, I'ma need a raise. But you know I don't expect it though. Nah, you don't have to like the grind, but you must respect the flow. Feeling muddy out my mind, almost missed my exit hoe. Trapping rats and dropping dimes, gotta keep the status quo. Now that's a rare trait nowadays. Too legit, I ain't scared of Jake nowadays. Chicken tenders eating collard cake off they graves. LB2, hold me up, we about to blaze.
Keep calling me back, I'm loading up the map. Counting up the stacks, so baby. Sounding like a shack, I told him throw it back. Flowing down the track, oh baby. I've been sipping kava, I've been spilling kava. Don't think it's a problem. Leaves
me with a Oh yeah, it's LB2, my guy. Him and his girl are watching right now. They're watching Hoppy TV. What up, baby? What up, Lawrence? And that was Kava Spills. Man, before I read off my other sponsors, let's play some Pez Head with Betches. Not Bitches, Betches La Brunch. Makes me want to go to brunch. And that's what the song's about.
Can I get a table for 8, please?
What about 9?
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let me tell you what's up.
What's up?
Betches love brunch.
Oh, they do.
It's what we do for fun.
Yeah.
When Sunday comes, we're sipping on mimosas in the sun.
And we make the man pay for it.
Avocado toast, eggs, and bacon on brioche.
Yeah.
We're looking fine, we're feeling fly, our weekend bougie lunch. I'm with my bestie.
Tell me about it.
My dress is on, DJ playing.
Pharaoh, don't you love a good sundress? Oh my God! That or a tight dress?
Listen, a sundress with some big booty, that's the type of summer we need.
Yeah! This following segment's been brought to you by the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, WestchasePrinting.com. When you get that invoice, tell them that you heard about it on Hoppy Hour. This is also being brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. Pharaoh, do you like my haircut? I look fresh.
Listen, you definitely look fresh. You look ready for the weekend. It's Wednesday, so we're getting closer to the weekend.
It's Friday Eve.
It's pretty much Friday Eve. And I know you're going to be a dog this weekend. So
yeah.
I know that's why you're prepping up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
This is also being brought to you. Well, go back to richkbarber.com. Sign up for the haircut. And when you get there over at Salon Lofts on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's, if you tell him that you heard about it on Hoppy Hour, he will hook you up. This is being brought to you by the two best trainers in the Bay Area. You've got Devin Prasad at FitSageFitness.net, and you got Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. You can also work on your mental health at CounselingOnCall.net. And who else am I forgetting? I think that's it.
Just love brunch.
All right, we're going to come back and wrap up everything right after this.
Hoppy Hour.
And now for something completely different.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
He is the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
What is it?
The most listened to show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Ah, what should we talk about here? 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. The computer just froze and I thought I lost everything. It's like, no, universe, it's been a really good show. But we're back.
It's not over between Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet.
Look at this guy. He seems like a nice guy. Like, you know, they probably both have high body counts, but you know, she really needs to just like, you know, date a guy that's a good guy. And the reports are Travis Scott threw a shot at him on his song, which, you know, that means Travis Scott's not over Kylie and he's mad.
I mean, they have, what, two kids right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's definitely never going to get over Kylie because that's his baby moms.
Despite reports, E! News can confirm that the reality star and the Oscar-nominated actor are still dating.
That's good. It improves our life forever. You know what improves your life?
Minnesota is now the latest state to legalize recreational cannabis. The state's governor signed a law allowing residents over 21 to use marijuana, and that marks 23 states plus Washington, D.C. that have now legalized recreational cannabis, with more likely to follow.
All 50 should legalize it. We have so much that we need to deal with in this country, and you're telling me that we're debating about marijuana? Oh my God, move on!
So let's take this to our group chat with ABC's business reporter, Alexis Christophorus, ABC's...
All right, I have the rule. If I'm bored, you're bored. They're going to talk about weed for 7 minutes and overthink it. Just legalize it already! 856-49-HOPPY. Do you know who Sofia Vergara is?
Of course, man. She's definitely Colombia's prime example of why they're the number one baddest women in the world.
Nearly 2 weeks after Magic Mike star Joe Manganiello filed for divorce from Sofia Vergara after 7 years of marriage,
You know that means she's a nut job. If you are dumping Sofia Vergara, that means there's something wrong with her.
Yeah, but she definitely looks like a brat. You know, she's rich, yeah. She's beautiful, she can have any man she wants in the world. She definitely has that Barbie complexity.
Modern Family OG is responding. According to documents obtained by People, Sophia cites irreconcilable differences as the reason behind their split.
And she was in Tampa this week, and I don't know if you saw the picture. She was frowning. She looks like, you know when you take pictures right after a breakup and like everybody else is happy because you're back and you're not with the sociopath? She looked unhappy.
Yeah, I think she's definitely... getting some negative vibes from the situation. I don't think she's happy that she's single again. I think she definitely wants some back.
She's like 50 and she wants some back and she realized that she was kind of a witch.
Exactly. And of course, she knows that she's getting a little older.
Yeah.
She's running out of time with the surgeries.
Well.
And it's just like, you know, like it's time to give it up.
If you're in Tampa, hit me up. 847-346. That's my number. Something like that.
and is asking the court to assert the prenup that was put in place when they first wed, affirming that her personal assets, including jewelry and artwork, as well as all earnings from before and during their marriage, remain hers.
Oh, whatever. If that's what you need, well, of course, it's yours. That should happen. Did you ever watch the show Modern Family? Were you a viewer of Modern Family?
Of course.
The show was hilarious. And then it got kind of preachy. It kind of got the illness known as The Office, where The Office began really funny, and then it got really popular. Whenever those shows get popular, they go downhill.
Exactly. I think it's because, you know, the pressure for the writers just kind of goes up. They want the views and the streams and everything to be up high, and it kind of ruins the whole organic system that they have.
Teresa from one of the Bravo shows says that Sofia Vergara is the rudest woman ever.
She forgot where she came from. She was so not a down-to-earth person. You know, so not a fan of hers.
Teresa Giudice calls actress Sofia Vergara the rudest woman she's ever met.
If she's having to talk about somebody else, that means you don't have much going on. Because when's the last time we thought about Teresa? That's never. By the way, if you're telling somebody else that they're the rudest woman ever, it makes me wonder what you're like. You know, if you're having to go out and about and talk about somebody else, Pharaoh, it's making me wonder.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but she might be the rudest, but she's definitely better looking because the other lady, Teresa.
She's got that New Jersey hot vibe.
She has that definitely like mob wife type of vibe to her.
Yeah, where she's cool with her mob husband cheating on her with every side chick.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that before in some of my past lives, and it's uncomfortable.
As for what happened between the two, the Real Housewives of New Jersey star gives her take on an episode of her Namaste Bitches podcast.
You have the word bitches in it? Wow, you're so edgy.
Saying,
my PR person from Bravo spoke to her PR person. And now, I didn't even know any of this. Like, our PR people talk together. Like, her PR person, Sofia Vergara's PR person, and my PR person spoke together. And I guess the two of them said, let's get a picture of Teresa and Sofia together.
Right.
I didn't want a picture with her. I never asked to take a picture with anybody.
Good. Because we don't need a picture with you. Oh, God, that Jersey accent's annoying as hell. Some people would say the Chicago accent's annoying as hell. But you know what? Chicago's great. It's not that good. 856-49-HAPPY. The show's almost over with. Pharaoh, promote yourself.
Listen, you know we're keeping it live right here at Hoppy Radio.
Yes, sir.
Y'all make sure to follow me at YNG Pharaoh on Instagram. And now you can follow me on X at also YNG Pharaoh.
I forgot it's called X.
You know, it's kind of weird saying X, but...
I will say Twitter forever. By the way, I keep thinking the X logo is XNXX. I'm like, I don't watch that much pornography.
Yeah, at this point you might think, or your girl might think that you have a porn site in your phone, but...
You probably do.
Don't worry, babe. It's just Twitter. What else?
What else you got?
Don't follow me on Facebook. I mean, I log on Facebook, but it ain't. It's just to look at the Facebook Marketplace because it's so much neat stuff to look at. But definitely, man, we're keeping the vibes up. Make sure to lock in with me.
You see that? The screen just flipped out.
The screen?
Oh my God!
It's just computers. Oh man, it's too much Ryan Hoppy energy going on.
Yeah,
it's because they know we're litty.
It's all the Logan Paul energy drinks. I think this computer is rubbing off. How do I say this? I'm trying to figure out the perfect way to end this show. I've been using this so... Oh, my God. Whoa. We're going to take a deep breath and get this joke out. You ready? I've been in this room so much that I'm making this computer into a dog. There we go!
Happy hour.
Finally got it out. Goodbye.
And like that,
he's gone.
He's gone.